hangover, safe from the intrusion of family, responsibility, betrayal, and tears. She wanted her life to go away, for a couple of hours at least. Putting her head under the pillow, she groaned quietly. It was surprisingly cool underneath, cooler than usual, and for a moment she felt refreshed and soothed. This would be a good hidey hole for a little. Something wasn't right. The smell. What was it about the smell of the sheets? They smelled wrong. Alarm started to burrow through her hangover. Her sheets always smelled citrusy. She used the same fabric softener her mum did. So why did they now smell of lavender? Ruby kept her eyes closed. The pillow clamped over her head. Her brain ached fiercely as it spooled back over last night's events. She had snogged a guy, flirted with a... Chapter 2. The sun was high in the sky and Coalshot Beach looked magnificent. A long swathe of golden sand merging effortlessly with the gentle waters of the Solent. Andy Baker patted himself on the back. Coalshot was literally at the end of the road, so even though the beach was beautiful, there was hardly ever anybody down here. Kathy, him and the kids had the place to themselves and were set fair for a perfect Saturday by the sea. Picnic, bit of frisbee, few beers. Already the stresses of the working week were melting away. Leaving the boys to dig their trench, a prelude to pitched battles between his boisterous twins, Andy set off by himself towards the water's edge. What was it that was so calming about this place? The isolation? The view? The sound of the sea lapping the shore? Andy let the water run over his toes. He had been coming here since he was a kid. He'd brought his wife, his first wife, and the boys here. That hadn't ended well, of course, but looking over towards Kathy, digging and joking with Tom and Jimbo, Andy now felt blessed. This place was his sanctuary, and he looked forward to it all week. Running a security business sounded good on paper, but it was non-stop aggro. You used to be able to get decent people on your books, but not now. Maybe it was the influx of foreigners or just modern times, but every third employee seemed to have a drugs problem or an eye for the girls. Last month, he'd been sued by a nightclub owner who'd caught one of his guys dealing ketamine in the club toilets. He was getting too old for stuff like that. Perhaps it was time to think about retiring. A noise made Andy look up sharply. It came from behind him, from the direction of the boys. They were shouting. No, they were screaming. Already Andy was sprinting across the sand, his heart beating 16 to the dozen. Was someone hurting them? He could see Kathy, but where were the boys? Kathy! She didn't even look at him. Kathy! Finally, she looked up. Her face was ashen. She tried to speak, but before she could say anything, the boys crashed into her, holding on to her for dear life. Andy stared at them, confused and fearful. As Kathy clasped the boys to her chest, her gaze remained resolutely fixed on the trench. Was it something in there that had spooked them? A dead animal, or...? Andy approached the lip of the trench. He had a sense of what he would find, could see it in his mind's eye, but even so, his heart skipped a beat when he peered into the hole. The sides were steep, the trench was deep, 3 feet or so, and there at the bottom, perfectly framed by wet sand, was the pale face of a young woman. Chapter 3. Snow blindness studded her vision, and her chest tightened still further. Ruby was in the midst of a full-blown asthma attack now, her panic making her breathing short and erratic. She could feel her heart thundering out a remorseless rhythm, as if it was going to explode. What the hell was happening? Was this real? She sank her teeth into her arm. The pain coursed through her fleetingly before she released her grip to try and suck in more air. It was real. She should have known by how bloody freezing she was. Shivering, she lay down on the bed and tried to calm herself. The thought of not having her inhaler was freaking.